very famous on the internet very quickly, and then usually they go away pretty quickly too.
But not the Hawk Tua girl. She won't go away.
We thought her 15 minutes of fame was up, but no. No, she's going up for another round. She's the Nashville girl.
She's been around for weeks, and she keeps making appearances on things. She's selling some merch. And now this just really, if you are like everyone on Earth and you think, I think her time is up. We should be done with the Hawk Tua girl. Why are you even talking about it, Woody and Jim? It's because we've been outraged by Rolling Stone magazine. Producer Sean, what are they saying about the Hawk Tua girl?
So Rolling Stone recently released an article where they compared Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua girl, saying she is this generation's Dolly Parton.
No.
Get those dirty words out of your mouth.
How about no?
I don't shoot the messenger.
She has no talent. Dolly Parton has a gazillion, billion percent more talent.
The only thing they have in common is that occasionally they both wear cowboy hats.
That's about it.
That's it.
Well, don't worry, guys. The internet is on your side.
Okay, good.
Do they agree?
Yes. The whole the internet is like, what is this article? What are you talking about? This is not our Dolly Parton. I'm sure there's a place for her, but just to compare her to Dolly Parton, like that's a bit.
There's a place for her,
and it's back underneath the rock of obscurity.
Yeah,
that's where she'll go.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking like maybe she's got like one endorsement left in her.
Yeah.
Maybe 23andMe. Hey, how do you spit into this little tube to find out your ancestry?
Oh, it's so simple.
Fuck to it.
What are you and Jim in the morning? Three things you want to know for Friday morning. Of course, in politics right now, the big word that's been going around is weird. They're weird. Oh, she's weird. He's weird.
Yeah.
So they asked a bunch of people, Americans, average folks like you and me, how weird are you? 48% of people said, we're pretty weird.
About we're
40%
self-aware.
Say, like, slightly weird. About 9% said, I don't know how weird I am. Please, someone tell me. Which, if you don't know how weird you are, that's pretty weird.
That means you're probably weird.
You're pretty weird.
Super weird.
Yeah, weird. Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so in the Olympics, the men's gold medal skiff was canceled twice yesterday, same day. First time it's ever happened. Officials don't know what to think, but the event was canceled both times due to low wind speeds.
Okay. So that's a hard sport to like do on command.
Sailing, right? Sailing. Yeah.
Yeah. Blow on it.
That's right. Get some politicians out there, the weird politicians. Let them make speeches. The hot air will be flowing.
Exactly. It was just announced yesterday that there is going to be a big screen adaptation of Britney Spears' life story.
Really?
Her memoir, The Woman in Me, has been locked up by a movie company, and she is 100% behind this whole thing. She tweeted about it, and they've gone to the internet, and they said, well, okay, who would play Britney Spears in her biography movie, right? So these are some of the top ones.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney, who's Euphoria, and she does a lot of the horror movies now. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. They think she could do something. And the girl's got some of the biggest pop hits of the summer. Number one answer was Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends on the movie of whether or not the person playing Britney will do the actual singing.
Yeah.
So, you know, she would probably have a good crack at it.
I love Britney Spears, but I don't think she's done there's so many machines working on her voice. Uh-huh. Like, you could put anybody in that role.
Finally, Friday with Woody and Jim in the morning. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's totally time for Gender Wars.
We've got Boys to Men tickets for tonight's show at the Senate Amphitheater, up for grabs to the winner today.
All right. For the ladies in the audience, we have Lindsay in Murfreesboro. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
So glad to have you.
For the guys, we have Isaiah in Nashville. Hey, Isaiah.
Ooh, hello there.
welcome to the show. All right, let's do a Get Acquainted question so we can let you kind of warm up and wade into the pool that is Gender Wars. Let's start with you, Isaiah. What time of day are you the most productive?
I got to say 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Okay.
So you got about an hour and a half until something really good happens.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm an early riser, so, you know, and then, like, that's around the time most other people start to get going as well. So it's like everything can work then.
You're in lockstep with everybody. Okay.
Very nice.
All right, Lindsay, when are you most productive? What time of the day?
Yeah, really the same as Isaiah. I'm like a 9, 10 o'clock kind of person. Super early riser, too. So okay. Very similar.
All right. Well, I like this. You guys have got morning energy vibes coming.
That's right.
Let's see if you can apply them and get some questions right during Gender Wars. Here we go.
Here we go. Lindsay, multiple choice is how we start. Both of you still have a screw you can use. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent.
Just say screw.
Lindsay, is labeling an athlete a franchise player a common practice in baseball, basketball, or football?
Football.
Football is correct. Good job.
Yes.
Good start.
All right. You're up 1-0. Isaiah, here's your chance. Multiple choice is your first question.
Okay.
Was Joey Fatone a member of NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys, or New Kids on the Block?
I'm going to go New Kids on the Block.
And you'd be
wrong. No. He was with NSYNC.
He's an NSYNCer.
That's a tough one, though.
Okay.
Okay. We have a 1-0 lead for Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay. The Blue Angels are a precision flying team that's part of what branch of the military?
The Air Force.
No.
Oh, you'd think.
That's the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Blue Angels, that's the Navy.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You got a chance to tie it up, Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Okay.
TV's Grey's Anatomy, still going, unbelievably. It takes place in what city?
What city?
Yes. Asked you first.
Okay. Nashville.
Oh, you're so close. So close. We were looking for Seattle.
Oh, I can't give that to you. Okay. All right. It's still a 1-0 lead for Lindsay. If you get this one right, you win it.
Here we go. Lindsay, Mary Jane Watson is the long-suffering girlfriend of what superhero in the movies? Sorry, out of time.
No point there.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
All right. Isaiah, you got one chance to tie it up.
Okay.
You get one shot.
Here we go.
Okay.
You're serving California rolls at your house. A California roll is a type of what?
It is a sushi.
Yes.
And look at this. We've tied it all up. We go to the tiebreaker now.
All right. Here's how we do the tiebreakers. We have five lines of a song, up to five lines of a song, and we just kind of bid down, and then you have to try to name the song. So let's start with Lindsay, ladies first. Up to five lines from a classic song. How many lines do you think you need to name it?
Two lines.
Okay.
She starts low.
All right.
Isaiah, can you do it in one line, or you want to make her do it?
I want to make her do it.
All right. Make her do it.
Okay. Here you go, Lindsay. We need the name of the song. You get two lines. You put the boom, boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts.
What song is
that? Name that classic song.
It would help if we sang it, probably.
Probably.
Boom, boom. I don't know.
You put the boom, boom into my heart. It's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. And the victory goes to Isaiah.
There we go.
What a really good game.
Wake Me Up Before You Go to Boys to Men tonight at the Ascend Amphitheater. Congratulations, Isaiah.
Yeah, you guys hang on. Congratulations. Good job playing Gender Wars. We'll play again Monday morning at 7:20 on 93.3 totally hits, totally Nashville. Adulting kind of stinks.
It does.
This girl has like total proof of it. Because like you don't encounter things until you hit a certain age.
Right, right.
So this girl posted on TikTok that she, you know, went to her hotel room in Las Vegas for the first time, and she had never seen a mini fridge and the terrors that go along with a mini fridge. She even calls the front desk to see if she can put stuff in the mini fridge and gets a smackdown and then realizes how expensive it is.
Currently in a hotel in Vegas, and everything in this hotel is booby-trapped.
Hi, I see on the fridge it says that there's an additional $50 charge for adding items to the fridge.
If you put any personal items, they're gonna charge you penalty fee because it's a mini bar only.
If you replace or touch anything from the mini bar, it's $50.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
welcome to life!
That little bag of eight peanuts is $50.
That's right. And, you know, and people always, I think the hotels count on you not knowing that it costs money.
And then they like, charge you and you find out when you get the credit card bill.
Yes. Don't worry. Just help yourself to anything in there.
Yeah.
$50 bottle of water. No problem. We'll just add that to your credit card.
I just recently, like my son, who's traveled a lot, but he's always gone to like, you know, country inns and suites and stuff like that.
The places that don't have mini bars.
Yeah. And so we went to Vegas for a vacation a couple of weeks ago, and he opened it up. He's like, there's nowhere for me to put my water. I'm like, yeah, that's not your fridge. That's their fridge. And don't touch anything.
93.3 totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. We got a Friday thing going on. Did you know that yesterday was Tennessee primary day? I had no idea.
I only knew because before I went to bed, I saw, hey, these are the winners of the primary.
Oh, okay. And
I'm like,
we voted?
That was yesterday?
People voted yesterday?
I'm a terrible citizen.
I should have known. I desperately try to stay away from politics as much as possible.
But I try to vote.
Yeah, I mean, you want to do your civic duty as a citizen.
Yeah.
But yeah, my girlfriend Melissa texted me yesterday in the middle of the afternoon and said, yeah, I voted. And I said, for what? For like best pizza in Murfreesboro? What did you vote for? He goes, oh, no, it was primary day. So it's, that explains all the crap we've been getting in the mailbox.
Yeah. I'm sure like the candidates are like so happy that they spent like, you know, $1 billion on all these mailers that came to my house because I would go to the mailbox, I would see them and then walk right to the recycling bin and toss them in.
That's a good step.
And I forgot it was primary day. So the thing they were trying to tell me, I also forgot.
Yes.
And I didn't see your message.
If you're going to, you know, I usually will vote for the last sign I see before I go into the polling place. So for president this year, I'm voting for stump grinding.
Call 931.
Tree stump removal gets my vote. Whatever sign I see in somebody's yard. We got that Friday thing going. It's Woody and Jim. 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville. So cool, Lenny Kravitz, even though his real name is Leonard.
I know.
Still cool. Cool enough to step above the name Leonard.
I know. And survive.
Stick around. We have a Gender Wars on the way. Of course, we have our new number. It is 615-553-0933. One man, one woman. And today, we have a prize.
That's right. Up for grabs. We just found them. They're just laying there. There are a couple of tickets to go see Boys to Men tonight at Ascend Amphitheater.
Yeah, we thought about just bringing in some of our appliances from home to give away, but we thought, no, concert tickets, that's probably
they
better.
They probably would like that more.
That's so probably better.
Got no plans for tonight? Why don't you win Gender Wars in about 10 minutes?
Cool.
The phone number is 553-0933.
A little behind the scenes of the Woody and Jim Show. Yesterday, producer Sean came running in here and asked me a question, which was, how many costume changes do you have during the day?
Now, hey, producer Sean, come on in here for a second.
Are you even listening? You're in the other room.
Oh, he's...
No, You come here now.
You tell them to hold for a second. He's answering phones. I mean, which is part of his job.
I know. Hold,
but
please.
What did
we were bringing up the whole costume change idea.
Yeah. What you asked him how many costume changes he has per day?
Yeah. I mean, he's an on-air personality, so, and he was in Wizard of Oz. I just figured, you know, I'm not the only one that might change my clothes more than 5 times a day.
How many times do you change your clothes, Sean?
Like, yeah, that's the point.
Like 4 or 5.
You change. Well, I know. Really? Is it because you get all sweaty because it's so hot? You have to change it to something dry and cool.
Well, I get really nervous around you guys, but no, I wake up, right? I got pajamas. I got my clothes. I go to work in.
So there's pajamas, clothes you go to work in. That's 2.
Well, I get home and then I change again.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Into something more comfortable. Then if I have to leave the house to go shopping, I got to change again. Like, I can't go to the store and the stuff I just wear to relax.
Is this because your wife sees you wearing what you were wearing and says, you're not going out like that, are you?
Sometimes, but...
Now, do you do your own laundry?
I do.
Because if you go through that many clothes every day, you got to wash them.
I got like 3 or 4 different piles. You know, like I've worn this once. I could still wear it a couple more times.
Yeah. Like, wearing it once is like the 5-second rule for cookies.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally fine.
You know?
Okay.
And by the way, Sean, please don't be, you know, scared by our extreme star power.
Because you're so nervous
around us.
Real quick, Woody. I know we got gender wars cut through. If you count pajamas as one. Then you wear your Hawaiian shirt to work.
Yes, that's what I wore to work. I sleep in the nude.
there's no pajamas.
You can't unsee that mental image I just gave you.
I'm just trying to move on and not think about it. So you're starting at 0. Yeah. So this is the first outfit you've had on today.
One, when I go home, I'll put on flip-flops and T-shirt. So actually,
and that's
2.
It?
That's 2.
No
pants? I guess pants.
Okay. Well, your first admission about the sleeping part makes us ask questions about all the other things that you're wearing throughout the day.
You know, they always say, don't dress for the job you have. You know, dress for the job you want. So,
which is
dressing as
an
astronaut.
Resting. Yes.
Putting a gym in the morning. It's time to change my mood.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
So what'd you do on your summer vacation?
Yeah.
A bunch of kids from Metro Nashville schools spent some of their summer writing and producing a pretty good song.
Very cool.
So I guess one of the performing arts directors, Franklin Willis, he got students from all over Nashville to come in to a 4-day songwriting summit, which is like, hey, that's what Nashville is, right?
Yeah.
And they wrote a song. Recorded it at Universal Music Group Nashville Studios in Berry Hill.
Nice.
And now the song called Every Student Known can be heard on all the streaming services, YouTube, and, you know, pretty much everywhere. Here's a snippet of, listen to this talent, Metro school students singing Every Student Known.
Every day a brand new start. What we do could top the charts. Never on our own. Don't try and walk alone. All the great things that we'll be standing side by side. Got all we need, so we'll shine.
Bring it home.
Every student knows.
The promise that we own. There's so much we can.
There's so much we can be.
It's a bop.
That's like, that could be like on the soundtrack to like a Disney movie. That sounded so good.
No, good. Yeah, I can hear Moana singing that.
That's great. I know.
Yeah. And all the people on the island.
Oh, man, it's really good. You can check it out on YouTube if you want to see all the kids. I mean, the talent is really, really good.
So, see, you're all cheered up now. Look at that.
They did good things.
There you go.
Changed your mood.
3 things you want to know. The buzzword around politics right now, everybody's used the word weird.
Yeah.
Oh, they're weird. Oh, she's weird. Oh, they're weird. They asked Americans like us, how weird are you? Apparently, 48% of us told the truth and said, yeah, we're kind of weird.
Okay.
About 40% said they're not very weird. And about 9% said, I don't know how weird I am. Somebody tell me.
They must be weird. If they don't know.
It's really, if you don't know how weird you are, that's weird.
You're the weird one.
Totally weird.
Yep.
Hey, producer Sean.
Hey, man. So men's gold medal skiffing was canceled yesterday. First time in Olympic history.
So skiffing for the uninitiated is
sailing.
Is
like me, sailing. Who I have no idea what that is.
Yes. Sailing.
Those of us that don't own yachts.
Yeah. So skiff hard.
Not only was it was canceled mid-race and twice. It was like they tried to go back to it later that day, but it's just all due to low wind speeds.
They're having a problem with all kinds of things on the water in Paris.
They are.
No wind. They've had pollution in the river, they can't swim.
You're in boats that don't go, and you can't go into the water.
Yeah, and they had to take the surfing all the way to Tahiti.
Tahiti, yeah.
For the Paris Games.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense if you don't think about it.
Yeah, totally.
People who are obsessed with In-N-Out Burger, I'm talking to you. You may be getting one in Mount Juliet. Right now, they're eyeing up a location because, you know, they're coming to the area.
Yeah, they're going to, one of our headquarters is going to be here.
Yeah. So they're looking at a possible In-N-Out Burger near Golden Bear Gateway near 40 in Mount Juliet. I saw this quote in the news article I was reading. It said that they would need to meet Mount Juliet Planning Commission's approval, which I've lived in Mount Juliet for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets approved in Mount Juliet.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't. The process in Mount Juliet goes like this. You build something a lot of people want to go to. And then about 3 years later, you plan on building a road that can accommodate all the cars to get there.
It's a good plan.
Until then, just
good luck.
Abandon your car and walk there on foot.
Yeah. It's like Murfreesboro. I know we're getting an In-N-Out Burger in a year or two. And also we're getting a Buc-ee's. So we're just going to be impossible to live with.
Murfreesboro gets everything.
Yeah.
They're like the favored child.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We shake our fists and say, take that, Laverne.
Yeah.
Wiping our feet on the welcome mat of the weekend. It's Friday with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3. It's interesting, the Olympics going on, and there's so many celebrities. Seems like more than ever there's celebrities in Paris for the Olympics.
I've never seen more. Mm-hmm. Like, you're constantly seeing, like, okay, everybody's showing up for Simone Biles, and it's like, okay, these giant stars, like, you know, Harrison Ford's here, the queen. She's dead. She might be there.
But she might be there anyway.
Maybe just wheeled her in the back. I don't know. But, it's star-filled.
Yeah.
Flava Flav has been rooting on the, which team is it? Producer Sean?
Water polo team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He supports them and is just like, you know, their hype man.
Yeah. And Snoop Dogg, whatever Snoop Dogg sell, I'm buying.
He sells a lot.
He does.
He's got his own brand of everything.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
I bought a cookbook he has.
Oh, he did one with Martha Stewart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They've both been to prison. It's awesome.
I wonder how he gets the grill started. So Snoop Dogg actually posted his special visit to the most famous museum in the world in Paris.
Yes.
This is a little bit of Snoop Dogg getting a tour of the Louvre.
You ever seen Night in the Museum? Well, tonight, you get to go in the museum with Snoop Dogg, and we're finna be snooping around. Just found out I was Mona Lisa's twin brother, Tony Lisa. Let me walk over here and see if you're looking at me. Okay, I like that. That was hard. And she smiled real hard when I stand on this side. Can we see more? Is that somebody's head getting chopped off? There's two ladies in the bed. One of them flying away.
That's not a lady.
That ain't a lady?
Look carefully.
That's a man.
He's the god of love, Cupid.
Cupid? I knew it was somebody I knew.
Oh, hi there. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3. Of course, don't do me like that. That's what I say when I walk outside and shake my fist at the sun.
Yeah.
Don't do me like that. It's only going to be 92 today, so
that's
there
it.
You go.
I mean,
what a relief.
I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
It's just been so miserable.
It's just awful.
In the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's rained every day. We have thunderstorms every night, making my dog upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write an angry letter to somebody about I don't like the weather.
Dear universe, fix this.
So last night, finally had to do what I've been putting off doing because I've always had the excuse of the lawn is too wet to mow.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
But the lawn kept growing because it kept raining.
Uh-huh.
And it was about like 10 inches high.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, all right, I am not going out middle of the day because I'm not insane.
I don't want to die.
So after dinner, I said, okay, when it's only 90 4 degrees, I'm going to go and mow the lawn and I'm going to get this thing over with.
So you pretty much mowed it at night?
Yeah. There was a good portion of my mowing that was done completely in the dark. It doesn't have like, is it, like my lawnmower doesn't have like a light, a headlamp on
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it looks like today.
So yeah, because you left the house before the sun came up.
Yeah.
To come here and see what it looks like when you get home.
I kind of took a guess. I think I got it all.
Yeah.
Or it could be like crop circles in the backyard. That guy from Ancient Aliens is out there or something.
See? That's where those come from.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So if you know where I live and you stalk me.
Yes.
Before you leave the bushes near my house, leave a note saying, good job mowing the lawn, Jim. At night.
At night. Woody and Jim in the morning as we are wrapping up our second broadcast week. How about that? 10 days worth of broadcast excellence.
And our key card still works.
I know.
You know. This is a record.
Any plans for the weekend, you guys?
I know I'm probably going to go see Deadpool and Wolverine for a second time, and because I went by myself the first time, my wife couldn't go, and she really wants to go, so I'll take her with me.
Well, knowing your wife, Jen, who's a very lovely woman, she's kind of proper. I can't picture her as a Deadpool fan.
She is very prim and proper. She's just kind of like the definition of like the, you know, librarian type and, you know, all that stuff. But I think she's able to maintain that by every 6 years going to see a Deadpool movie, getting, you know, 400,000 expletive laughs out of her.
Right.
And then she's good again and prim and proper for the next 6 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you got to go wild for like once every 6 years.
It's the purge.
Yeah.
It's the purge.
God, it's the movie purge.
What about you, Woody? You got anything going on?
I'm having lunch with my son, Jeff, today. Maybe I'll talk him into going to see the movie because he has two small children and he's married, so he doesn't get to see movies ever.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Producer Sean, what do you got going on this weekend? Anything special?
Do you think they have a matinee for Deadpool and Wolverine around noon? Because
They're showing it every 10-15 minutes all day.
Because anything to get me away from the tornado sirens on the first Saturday, like, I'll do
The tests on the first Saturday of the month.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wow.
They freak you out.
They freak me out every time.
All right, yeah. Yeah. Just go see a loud movie.
Yeah, there you go. And it's air conditioned inside, so that's got to be good. Coming up after the break, producer Sean does have a nugget of wisdom.
To be old and wise, you first must survive being young and dumb.
Wow.
That's true.
Go out and do dumb things this weekend so you make up for it later.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.